Yes.
You sent something to Big Fatty recently, didn't you, Curtis?
I did. I sent him a little wall calendar for this year. I know I was a little late.
What was it of?
It was an I Heart Bacon wall calendar full of bacon tips.
He does love the bacon.
Is he friends with Kathy Bacon?
His whole show is comprised of Kathy Bacon.
Kathy Bacon, while not a podcaster herself, does have her own theme song.
And she was at Pride 48 last year.
I've heard her name, but I do not know where she fits in with all of that.
She loves calling podcasts.
Mm-hmm. She's even called us.
Yeah. Yes. So you need to come to Vegas this year. Make a plan.
Just think about it.
Block out that weekend. You can stay in my room if you want.
When is it?
I don't know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1779. The BFO for Wednesday the 19th of November 2014, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, the opening clip gives you an idea of what's coming.
Yes.
Hello, toques and beanies. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are toques and beanies today because, y'all, that's the only way you're going to experience anything called toque and beanie. Big Fatty. Because, y'all, I mean, and y'all, I just saw on the TV machine that 50% of the U.S. of A on two, I say Tuesday, had snow. And, y'all, we didn't have snow in Charleston, but, y'all, we needed our toques and beanies. Big Fatty, you needed a toque. A beanie that wouldn't do any good. It's true, and I got a toque. No, I didn't get a toque. I got a toboggan, not a toboggan, a stocking cap. Big Fatty, you wore stockings on your head? No, it's, anyway, y'all, it's cold. It's cold here in Charleston on two. I say Tuesday. Y'all, the high only got, I think they said we set a record low high temperature for today. Y'all, it only got up to about 45 or so here today. Y'all, I'm looking at the weather rat right now. Y'all, they're getting ready to turn on the crema lights down at the Ronald McDonald House. Big Fatty, are they going to have french fried potatoes? I don't know. Anyway, they're going to turn on the crema lights down there. But y'all, it feels like crema because, you know, my hands are just cold, y'all. I've just, you know, it's, you know, y'all, the older you get, the more your ice water just runs through your veins. And y'all, I've noticed something also. And y'all, I confirmed my suspicions with Miss Kitty when she and I went to a celebration of exiting the birth canal lunch. Y'all, I asked Miss Kitty. I said, "Miss Kitty, just out of curiosity, the older you get, do you like the standard time more?" Oh yes, much better than that damn daylight saving time. And y'all, it's true. And I asked somebody else that the other day too, and I don't remember who it was, but you know who it was. I think it was that George in Atlanta, or Gavin, one of the two of them, said that. The older they get, the more they like the daylight saving time, and I mean the standard time, and dislike the daylight saving time. But y'all, anyway, I don't know. I don't have any idea how I got on that. Big Fatty, we don't either. But anyway, y'all, speaking of Miss Kitty, Miss Kitty told me, Big Fatty, let me tell the news. Okay, you tell the news. Big Fatty, Miss Kitty is on the Face Space. It's true. It is true. Big Fatty, I went looking for Miss Kitty, and I sent him a message, but I couldn't figure out how to to make him a buddy on there or whatever it's called. I'm sure I'm sure you'll figure it out. Yes, McFitty. But y'all, Miss Kitty is on the face space. Y'all just beware of the Kittery. McFitty, you are silly. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, by the way, y'all, that Timmy Sims evidently says I say y'all a lot, and I said it over 100 times on a show earlier this week, and y'all, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it, y'all, and evidently there's going to be a drinking game where every time when Big Fatty says y'all, y'all, that may become a new Spanksgiving tradition. Every time Big Fatty says y'all, you take a sip of the... of the turkey punch. Big Fatty, the turkey punch. What is that? I don't know, but it's the turkey punch. But, y'all, you know, I'm asking folks, and I've gotten a couple of folks to contribute, but I'm asking for what are some of your Thanksgiving traditions or things that... That remind you of Spanksgiving, or even what new traditions would you like to start? You know, y'all, just like that Naught, you know, he is recently married to the blushing bride, Tara, and y'all, you know, Naught, he didn't know Thanksgiving from his ass. Be Fanny Vulga! I know if you go live in the U.S. of A., you better start learning about the Spanksgiving. And so I think that he and the blushing bride should come up with a new tradition. Yeah, in fact, I was the Von Zeese runs great commercials during the holidays, and they had one on about Spanksgiving. And y'all, they were showing all kinds of different things, and one of them was they were setting up the children's table. Y'all, did you ever have to sit at the children's table? And y'all, you knew you were hot shit when you finally got to sit with the adults. And then once you got to sit with the adults, you kind of went, can I go back to the kids' table? Beep, Fanny. But because, you know, the adults are just kind of fucking boring is what they are, unless of course they have wine, and so, you know, wine is always a good thing. So y'all, send me in some voice letters or send me some e-letters. And I know some of you live in Mexico and all, but I'm sure you've got a Thanksgiving or a holiday of gluttony that you can relate to. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Happy.
Bacon. Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I was just wondering, do you know when I got my... Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
We're Squeaky Kitty. Anyway, do you know when I got my XM discounted... Whatchamacallit? I remember I was sitting in my driveway and I was telling you about it, and it feels like it was like in April because I wanted to make sure that we had it before we took that 10-hour drive to Chicago. And now I'm going, was that like a 6-month deal? Or I thought it was a 6-month deal, and I haven't gotten a bill for it yet, but I still have it. So I just wondering if you knew, if you remembered when I did that.
Yes, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. No, Miss Bacon, I do not remember when you took advantage of the SiriusXM radio. But I can assure you that if you didn't call to cancel it, they're going to bill you at the regular prevailing rates at the time. So you don't have to worry about it. It'll just come in on the credit card. If you need to know a date, I'm sure that Moose P. You know Moose P. He was the number one fan of the BFO in 2009. You know, Moose P loves to listen to the old episodes, so he could probably just go back and listen to the past 6 months again and find out when you called. Moose P, get off it, B. Fatty, you're silly.
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hey, Poodle.
Hi.
Bacon, have you been watching Ricky and Roger doing their live shows in their car?
Oh, no.
You got to check it out. And then after the show is posted, you have to go to their Facebook page to check out the pictures courtesy of Dan. They're hilarious. Oh. They're adorable. Oh. Anyway, you got to go see it.
Are they pwn? Okay, bye. B, Fatty. What? I don't understand. Well, that makes two of us. Evidently, Big Fatty, I forgot to thank Miss Bacon for calling. Thank you for calling. I don't use the face space, so I'm not aware of any of this. And Big Fatty, I do use it, and I'm not aware of it. Maybe Miss Kitty can look at it now since she's on the face. Sure, why not? Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So I'm sitting in the garage because, you know, it's winter now. Whoa, I forgot. I'm sitting in the garage because it's winter now. And so I come in the garage, so I have to laugh. I have to tell the story. So Smelly shows me how to park in the garage, and he's all proud because he's not taking the right mirror off on the house, and he's not backing into his pickup or running the left mirror into his mirror on his pickup. And then when we came back, he pulled into the garage, and I made him put his 2009 Harley Davidson next to my door instead of the 2014 Harley Davidson, which is black, because I said, I don't care if I scratch up the white one. Not that I want to scratch up my car door, but we have no room in the garage. So anyway, he's all cool, and he's showing me how to pull into the driveway so that I can open my door and not hit the bike or anything and still walk between the car and the bike. And he runs right into the back of the garage, runs right into the wall. Maybe you just had that been there.
Yeah, Gussie, Miss Bacon, was anyone hurt? Were medical officials notified of this? You know, the Faye driver. I heard on the Faye driver's show, y'all, that he was very proud of himself for talking to people during the gay crema that were just crazy. They were just cray-cray. And, y'all, he was real proud of himself, and he told everybody about it. Big Fatty, that sounds like him. I hope no one was injured. I'd love to know what it's going to cost to fix the wall of the garage. Big Fatty, and y'all, believe it or not, that is my last call from Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, we cannot believe it. Is it true?
Yes.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, we saw George in Atlanta, who, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, he likes the standard time now. Yes, Big Fatty, spotted Big Fatty over there in Gay Paris. Big Fatty, emphasis on gay. And y'all, then our final entry over here at Spot and Big Fatty is from Tastes Like Burning Tim. Big Fatty! And it says, only the fat one could throw, host, and be the guest of honor at his own zombie-themed cookery party. such self-indulgence. And y'all, it says it's a zombie dance party cookery kit. Big Fatty, you're dancing around like a zombie. Big Fatty, you don't look well. You're all green. Y'all, I hope. That's the last spot in Big Fatty, but y'all, I hope some of you spot Big Fatty over the Thanksgiving holiday. Big Fatty, maybe they even will spot you on Black Friday. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to go back over here because I didn't get a chance yesterday to talk very much about Gus Chad's GoFundMe campaign. But y'all, I'm taking a look here, and several of you have stepped forward to help out, and Big Fatty really appreciates that. Gus Chad is just a sweetheart, y'all, and he's sweet to the podcasters, and he's also sweet to the animals, and y'all, I think if I remember correctly, one of the things he does is a dog walk or something like that. I don't remember exactly. But y'all, his little bird George passed away, and he had the cancer. And it was he took care of him to the very end, and it says here he did the tube feeding, and he says it was just really hard watching something so small just wasting away, and that he was just an awesome pet. And he did everything he could to help him out, and y'all, that incurred about $1,200 in veterinary bills and cremation cost and all. And y'all, there's just a cute picture of George and Gus Chad over there at the the GoFundMe. And y'all, I'm gonna put a link. Big Fatty, that's so convenient of you to do that. And I'm gonna put a link in today's show notes if you are so inclined, and you can help Gus Chad out a little bit. It would be lovely. Y'all, let me just see here. Y'all, that Mr. Tim Kumal. Y'all, you know Tim Kumal. He's the patron saint of the BFO and the number three fan of the BFO. For 2014, y'all, he has posted something that is absolutely vulgar. Just vulgar. It is, and I showed this to Granny on Saturday night out at the Dudley Do-Rights. Y'all, it is a backpack. But it looks like a huge scrotum. Big Fatty, it doesn't look like a huge scrotum. It looks like your balls on that man's back. In fact, the backpack might be a little small compared to you. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I was going to talk about some comments that I got about the gentleman callers, and I guess I'll just have to do those on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, if you have one of those Macintosh computers, y'all, there's a Yosemite update. Big Fatty has done that, and there was one with also, so I'm all up to date, and you know, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there, the Game Night Gals, and Curtis, I know you have an iPhone. Have you done the update yet?
Yes.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's right on top of everything. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.